It breaks your heart. It's designed to break your heart. The game begins in the spring, when everything else begins, and it blossoms in the summer, filling the afternoons and evenings. And then, as soon as the chill rains come, it stops and leaves you to face the fall alone. You count on it, rely on it to buffer the passage of time, to keep the memory of sunshine and high skies alive. And then, just when the days are all twilight, when you need it most, it stops. There is a science of getting rich, and it is an exact science, like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws which govern the process of acquiring riches. Once these laws are learned and obeyed by any man, he will get rich with mathematical certainty. The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. Those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get rich. While those who do not do things in this certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. The aphorism, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," not only embraces the whole of a man's being, but is so comprehensive as to reach out to every condition and circumstance of his life. A man is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. As the plant springs from and could not be without the seed, so every act of a man springs from a hidden seeds of thought and could not have appeared without them. This applies equally to those acts called spontaneous and unpremeditated as to those which are deliberately executed. The inspiration and impetus to write "Just Be" came from the supernal, dimensions well beyond our endearing home here on Earth. The genesis of "Just Be" happened well before I conceived it. In a sense, it started when I was born, and perhaps even before that. I did not start writing until the calling became inexorable and undeniable. In the grand scheme of life, there are only three things that matter for impactful manifestation. If you get them right, you will never need to pick up a book on manifestation ever again. Common with those olives that fall to the ground due to ripening prior to harvest and are collected off the soil, usually with a vacuum truck, and then sent to the mill. This defect imparts a dirty aroma and taste that stays with the olives, even if they are washed prior to the crushing. And there are many more examples of where the olives are defective between the tree limbs and the crushing machinery.